Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's hot. Yeah, it's hot. It's Monday, October 1st, and we're broadcasting from our Kill Studios in downtown L.A., and it must be like 107 in the shade today, so God. Anyways, a little late getting started here. Sorry about that. National Bag on before us. I'm not going to bag on National Bag, but, you know, hey, I got to set up stuff too, so... When they get out of here is when I get set up. Anyways, today, Bike Sport Radio, featuring competitive cycling and bike racing, bike races and what you need to race bikes, is going to talk about the Northern California Super Prestige race results. That's cyclocross in Northern California. And Elite National Track Championships. We had a chance to bring you the complete audition audio of... We have complete audio of the entire race, actually, the Elite Men's National Points race. Bobby Lee shining in that one and picking up a gold medal for 2012. And what else? Let's head to some race results right now. Carson, California. Thrilling day of racing on Sunday as the 2012 USA Cycling Elite Track National Championships concluded at the Velo Sports Center in Carson. Four more elite and six more para cycling national champions were awarded during a single session that included time trials, team sprints, and Madisons. Katie Compton, famous from cyclocross, teams up with Kerry Higgins and dominates the women's Madison race. After competing in a cross race just the day before, strongwoman Katie Compton out of Colorado Springs flew out to L.A. to compete in the women's 25-kilometer Madison with Kerry Higgins, also from Boulder, Colorado. And the pair made up the Taint Slow team, and together they just totally dominated the field. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Track suffering is different from any other suffering, Compton explained afterwards when asked about the duo's strategy. We wanted to make sure we were kept the pace on, and depending on who was out there, throwing in Kerry for the sprints more than me. And taking a lap is always in the plan just to secure a win. So, and they did. They took a lap. The pair raced really smart, took a lap halfway through so that they could finish up by just focusing on the sprints. Then coming in second for the silver medal was the Walshies girls duo of Kate Wilson and Lauren Hall. And now COG's Morgan Kapp and Neva Day took the bronze. Then the Madison race, Bobby Lee and Jack Symes teamed up for a Madison win after a thrilling men's Madison. Bobby Lee found himself on top of the podium again, and this is after the incredible points race. And we'll have the entire points race for you today on Bike Sport Radio. We have the entire audio of the points race where Bobby Lee picks up his lap in the points race and goes on to win a gold there as well. Bobby Lee said, this is the third crack we've taken at the race, talking about the Madison, Lee said afterwards. The last 2 years we've come up a little short. So this year we decided to come out of the gates hard and take the bulls by the horn. We wanted to pick up some points early and put the pressure on everyone else, Symes explained further. We were about 10 points ahead early on, and the Optum guys came back and put some pressure on us at the end, but we held it out. Optum rallies Daniel Holloway of Morgan Hill and Ian Moore held on for second in the Madison, while the more-than-sport duo of Guy East and Austin Carroll, right out of Orange, California, collected bronze. Very exciting racing out at the Velodrome. And in the para-cycling, C3 men's 1 kilometer time trial, Jason Paxton of Cibolo, Texas, clocked a 117.993, taking the win. Aaron Trent winning the C4 men's kilo. And Vincent Juarez clocked a 113.048 over the kilo, claiming the gold medal ahead of Zachary Lindhart out of Yukon, Ohio. Men's kilo new national champion with a 103, Matt Baranowski, riding for Pulaski, Pennsylvania, Pure Energy Cycling. And in the women's team sprint, Broadmark Encompasses, Madeline Godby out of Louisville, Colorado, and Tila Crane taking that win with a 35.564. In the women's Madison, of course, we already noticed Taint Slow, Team Taint Slow picking up that win. And in the para women's 500-meter time trial, Laura Sobchak out of Santa Monica with a 49.20, picking up that win as well. Complete results for Elite Track Nationals can be found at usacycling.org. And in the dirt, the Bay Area Super Prestige at Candlestick, Candlestick Park race number one. Andy Jacques Mains of Cal Giant Specialized keeps his 2012 regional race unbeaten streak alive with a standout victory in the men's elite vision at the Bay Area Super Prestige opener. Full results can be viewed at BayAreaCX.com. That's the Bay Area Super Prestige series in Northern California. And in Henleyville, Northern California, the Henleyville Road Race, September 29th. Men's Pros and Cat 1-2s hanging in there for third place. Riddy Elite U23 Development Team's Matt Shop taking second place. Michael David Winery Cycling Team's Joshua Carling, and your winner from Team Mike's Bikes, Eric Riggs. And in the women's category 1-2-3 pros, third place, going to Davis Bike Club Race Team's Marianne Hernandez, second place, Elia Traficanti, and your winner from Keller Rohrbach Racing, Sarah Yeomans from Ketchum, Idaho. Men's Masters 55 and over, Douglas Gonda from Truckee taking that win, riding for Team Bicycles Plus Sierra Nevada. And in the beginner men's category 5s, Chico Corsa Cycling Club's Jordan Colby picking up the win there. Masters category 4-5s, 45 and over, Keith Lyon, riding for Davis Bike Club Race Team. And in the men's category 4s, Joseph Carlson from Eureka, California, picking up that win. Men's Cat 3s, Naveen Malloy, riding for Freewheel Bright Sport. Masters 35 plus, Cat 1-2-3s, Taleo Racing's Chris Becker picking up that win. And in the beginner women's category 4s, third place going to Michael David Winery, Delta Velo's Chelsea Brown. Second place, Rio Strada Racing's Jill Fox. And your winner from Martinez, California, running for Taleo Racing, Megan Modenos. Again, that was the Henleyville Road Race in Corning, California, Northern California. Full race results at usacycling.org. All right, and coming up in October, on October 20th, the Black Mountain Enduro, brought to you by Racers and Chasers. This is mountain bike racing. It's a Super D Enduro held at the Black Mountain Open Space Park. And this Enduro consists of three different Super D stages that are timed and transfer stages that are not timed as well. No parking fees out there, and no licensing fees or memberships required for this Racers and Chasers event, Super D, held out in the Carmel Mountain area, East San Diego County. RacersandChasers.com for full details on the upcoming Black Mountain Enduro, October 20th.
We don't have to have more courts and more... All right, and more upcoming events. Had a phone call there coming in. Former Kill Radio DJ, who happens to be running for neighborhood council. And Ciclavia also coming up this weekend, by the way. You don't want to miss that. Ciclavia is really cool. Streets of L.A. closed down. Bike riders everywhere going all over L.A. And if you are around for Carmageddon, you know how nice it is not to have cars out there. Anyways, coming up on October 10th, this is a monthly Wednesday night series. Wednesday night at the Mazda Raceway in Laguna Seca, the Mazda Raceway. 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. That's off the Monterey Salinas Highway, 5:30 to 7:30. That's a Wednesday monthly Twilight series for Criterium Racing. Visit MazdaRaceway.com/twilight-cycling for details on that. It's an 11-turn, 2.2-mile racetrack, and including the legendary corkscrew, cycling and racing categories for all ages. Sponsored by Rabobank and hosted by the Monterey Off-Road Cycling Association. Check it out. And then also coming up on Sunday, October 14th in Southern California, the Black Cat Cross. Urban cyclocross, cyclocross racing in Palos Verdes Estates, along with a special ultra cross category. And the ultra cross category is going to run in conjunction with the other categories. All categories going on. Ultra cross is for 3 hours. If you have what it takes and want to race for 3 hours long, urban cyclocross has it. And if you want to race in one of the regular categories, there are categories for all races, all ages, men, women, and even a kids' youth race for 10 and under. That's free. Free, that's right, for ages 10 and under. Kids' youth race. Juniors, men, masters, and women racing. The Urban Cyclocross Black Cat Cross coming up October 14th in Palos Verdes. Full details on that at backontrackproductions.com. Backontrackproductions.com. All right, and we promised you also the full audio recording of the Men's Elite National Points Race. Got to check this out. Very exciting. Bobby Lee out there picking up some points. It's about 52 minutes long, so enjoy the Men's Elite National Track Championships Points Race coming up right now.
Liam Donahue, the 2012 silver medalist in the individual pursuit. Daniel Holt, your reigning national champion in this event. Bobby Lee, gold medalist in the individual pursuit already in these championships. 13 national titles to his name and a two-time Olympian. Jason Meinhoff, Masters 35+, Masters Madison and Team Pursuit champion. Ian Moore, 2012 Scratch champion, 2011 Madison champion. Zach Noonan, Team Pursuit gold in this championship. Stephen Roth, bronze medal in the individual pursuit. Colin Berry, representative of the United States to the Junior Worlds a few years back. Austin Carroll, a UIV champion. Daniel Gay, a junior racer here in Southern California. Danny Healy, the 2010 Madison champion. Zach Kowalczyk, with two national titles to his name in 2012, the International Omnium and the Team Pursuit. Kevin Schiller from San Diego. Jackie Symes, Martin Vecchio, bronze medalist in the Team Pursuit. Carl Erickson, Keith Hillier, Colt Peterson, silver at the Collegiate Nationals in the scratch race. Daniel Holloway, silver medal in the scratch race in these championships. Joe Eldridge, gold medal in the Team Pursuit. Griffin Easter, national collegiate champion in the points race. And Lucas Binder. Put your hands together for the men's 40-kilometer pursuit, points race final.
Well, one of these men will emerge from this race as a national champion. They'll have a gold medal around their neck, but they've got to go through the rest of this field and survive the very difficult points race on tap for them this evening. All right, so we're underway with the points race as we will begin with a neutral lap. The riders will start on the gun. If they are all together after this neutral lap, that gives our support staff a chance to get off the track, make sure that they've got a clear run, and we open things up with the firing of the gun.
And Kenny Williams has joined him. He's the 2012 45-49 Masters champion in the individual pursuit. Lots of endurance horsepower. They need to be together in one group for the starter to start the gun, so get it together, guys. And there's the gun. The racing has begun. 160 laps, 16 sprints every 10 laps. Points will be awarded 5, 3, 2, and 1. The first four riders across the line every 10 laps. Riders that lap the field gain 20 points. Riders lap by the field lose 20 points. And the final placings are decided by the point totals. We'll be giving those to you throughout the evening.
Well, it's going to be a long one tonight, and the riders have to be careful and make sure that they can survive for the full 160 laps. You can't go too early in this race. You've got to make sure that you know how much gas you've got left in the tank. Make sure you've got enough to carry yourself all the way through the finish.
Number 14 brings him across the line. That's Stephen Roth. Listen to the rumble of the lumber. As Binder brings him across the line, 87 at 31 miles an hour, ladies and gentlemen. 31 miles an hour, and the racing's barely begun. They're only three laps in, 157 to go. These riders got to this final by surviving some brutal qualifying heats this morning. Speeds with sprints in excess of 38 miles an hour. Whitehoff brings him across 30 miles an hour. So a steady pace, just tempoing at 30 miles an hour.
See, Rodgers pulling off on the front as they don't want to spend too much time at the front of the field. That's an easy way to burn through energy. So these guys, when they find themselves on the front, if they're not trying to take a flyer, we'll move off to the side as you see them pop high on the track and let the next rider come through.
153 laps to go. First sprint in 750 meters.
Well, already the jockeying for position beginning here as the riders well aware that the first sprint coming up here as they will see 152 laps to go and they will sprint at 150.
Jackie Symes at the front with Bobby Lee behind him. And number 14 comes around. That's Stephen Roth, bronze medalist in the individual pursuit, so you know you can time trial as he's going to come around and hear the bell first coming out of the turn. With one lap to go, 4 points, the first of 16 sets of points to be awarded.
Well, Roth going a little early there as Symes will catch him, brings Bobby Lee with him on the wheel. Perfect execution.
So it's Symes, Lee, Holloway, and number 10, Ian Moore. Ian Moore. So Symes, the leader of the race now with 5 points. Bobby Lee in second place with 3. Daniel Holloway third with 2. Ian Moore with 1. Everyone else tied for 5th.
Well, our first separation of the race forming now as 3 riders have gone clear. They're working well together, but the field's starting to panic. They're going to shut this one down as quickly as they can because they know that these are 3 powerful riders in the breakaway.
That's right. You got Danny Holloway, who rides professionally in Europe in 6-day events. Bobby Lee, obviously a 2-time Olympian, not somebody you want to let go off the front. And that was rather neutralized as Colin Berry rolls up. He was leading the field. Colt Peterson and Austin Carroll. 146 laps to go, a little less than a mile to go until the next sprint at 140. Often helps to kind of think about this like a stage race. Every day there is another stage in the Tour de France, and then riders try to recover and hit it hard the next day. It's exactly what they're doing out here in the points race. Try to hit it hard, win some points, recover, and do it again. Coming up on 4 laps, 1 kilometer to go, as number 4, Liam Donahue, comes to the front. Silver medalist in the individual pursuit, so obviously some individual endurance ability in Liam Donahue. Three laps, 750 meters to go for points.
Alfred, we saw this in the women's race. It seems like we're kind of seeing these attempts at breakaways in between the sprints, but then as the sprints approach, the group tends to come back together as those sprinters start to move forward.
That's right. The speeds definitely increase as you go into a sprint lap, but oftentimes you'll often see riders hit them hard right after a sprint, right after everyone's gassed, a really strong rider will go, and that's when he can snap the elastic and get away and take the lap. Gonna hear the bell as they come around this time. 141 laps to go. Carroll's at the front.
That's Joe Eldridge coming around the outside now as the Team Type 1 rider looking for a little gap.
Daniel Holt, your reigning national champion on the outside out there. He knows how to ride a points race as Holt, Moore, and maybe Kowalczyk took the fourth point there. So it was Holt picking up the five. Moore picks up the three. Kowalczyk the two. Carroll the one. Holloway, the honorable mention, in fifth. We now have two riders tied for first place with 5 points apiece. That's Holt and Symes. Ian Moore currently third with 4 points. Fourth place, Lee, 3 points. Two-way tie for fifth. Kowalczyk and Holloway with two. Carroll in seventh with one. Everyone else tied for eighth.
Well, immediately as the sprinters sit up, we see another breakaway attempt that comes right down the bottom side of the track as these riders trying to get a little time open, but the field doing a nice job of keeping this one together. Not going to let anyone go because they know that that could very well be the race riding away. Again, 20 points for any rider able to lap the field.
And Griffin Easter, your collegiate national champion in the points race, getting off the front.
Move going to come back together as we hit the reset button here. The field comes back together at 130.
Less than a kilometer from now, you're going to come around and see three laps, 750 meters remaining until the sprint at 130. That'll be the third of 16 sprints.
So Hope, the winner of the last sprint, picking up maximum points with five. And now it looks like we're going to see another group sprint here. And remember, first 4 places take home points.
Number 36, Martin Vecchio, bronze medalist in the team pursuit the other night, was pushing the pace, and now there's a very strong group of four taking points up the road as they come into the bell lap. They're at the stairs line. Now they're coming back down. That's four, Donahue, six, Holt, eight, Lee, and Holloway. All the points are up the road for this sprint. Nothing left for the field, as it's going to be Holt, Holloway, Lee, and Donahue.
Well, that's a dangerous move of four as they're moving away from the rest of the group, and that will update the point standings.
Those four could easily take a lap. Daniel Holt, this would be his third national championship in this event. He's never won this national championship without taking laps. So that was a very dangerous move, and it's moving up the track very fast, approaching a half lap, just shy of a half lap, as Bobby Lee, arguably one of the best overall riders in the country, our representative in the International Omnium at the Olympics, was driving the bus there. And Zach Kowalczyk, the current reigning national champion in the International Omnium, recognizing the danger, pushing the pace, and really trying to get things going with 127 laps to go. With three sprints completed, here are your placings and point totals. First place, Holt, 10 points. Second place, Lee Holloway Symes, 5 points. Fifth place, Moore, 4 points. Sixth place, Kovalchik, 2 points. Seventh place, Carroll, Donahue, 1 point. All other riders tied for ninth.
So this move of four riders staying away as they are gaining time on the back of this field, trying to go a lap up. Let's give these riders a round of applause with 125 laps to go. This group of four trying to make the catch. Will they go a lap up?
It's Binder having none of that as he comes to the front and punches it hard. Binder eroding the lead that Bobby Lee and others had built with three laps, 750 meters to go.
Yeah, you can see the field has now gotten their act together. They've gotten organized in this chase, but the group of four has been working well together since they came off the front. And still, you see them in that single-file formation, not gaining, not losing time. They're just holding them at bay.
Kovalchik driving a hard bargain at the head of the field. That's number 30, and he peels off. Strain starting to show at the back. And there's the bell for the points. All the points are up the road. Healy, number 25, brings him across the line. 23, Robert Evans, hoopty. So it's going to be Lee, Holloway, Holt, and Donahue picking up points in that sprint. Lee now solo breakaway, trying to finish getting that lap.
Well, Bobby Lee not happy with the pace of his breakaway companion, so he takes matters into his own hands, trying to go a lap up.
And Lee just flying around the track.
So Bobby Lee does it.
Bobby Lee gets the lap. Bobby Lee, your new leader, first place with 30 points. Second place is well behind him, Daniel Holt with 12 points. Third place, Holloway, 8 points. Fourth place, Symes, 5 points. Fifth place, Moore, 4 points. Sixth place, Kovalchik and Donahue, 2 points. Eighth place, Carroll, 1 point. All other riders tied for ninth with 115 laps to go.
Well, this break of three now starting to look like all that work may have been for nothing as the gap closing down a little bit here. These riders starting to fall apart, not working as well together as they were before. And you can see the consequences out there on the track.
Holloway. 85 cannot pull that group as now. Healy comes through traffic at the front. Binder and number 14 behind him. That's Stephen Roth, another potent group. Look at Healy go, number 25 on the giant. He spit off the front. Binder and Roth barely able to catch him. Now Roth with a burst of speed trying to get back up to Healy. 112 laps to go, 500 meters until points are awarded. That would be a potent group. Roth, that individual pursuit medalist. Healy with that Madison experience both here and abroad. 111 laps to go. They're going to get the bell. Healy, the Hoggins-Berman rider, number 25. So 8 points up the road, only 3 to come from the field, as Ian Moore doesn't like that at all and starts to really get things going. And so it's going to be Roth with the 5, Healy with the 3, Moore with the 2, and Meinhof picking up the last point. That's your Masters 35 plus Madison and Team Pursuit champion. So he's in the points now. New point totals coming up momentarily. Keith Hillier got the honorable mention with a fifth-place finish.
So meanwhile, the race comes back together out on the track as those two riders picked up the points thereafter. They decide to go back into the group as we see familiar faces on the front as Jackie Sons and Bobby Lee find themselves leading once again.
That's right, and we got 8 laps, 2 kilometers to go until we see triple digits for the last time. That would be the sprint at 100 laps to go. 6th sprint of the 16 today.
Now, Bobby Lee is the rider in orange and black there, wearing number 8. He has the blue solid helmet on, and he is the current overall leader of this race as he has gone a lap up, so he's the only rider a lap up in this field. Again, that's number 8, Bobby Lee.
In second place, it's number 6, Daniel Holt, last year's national champion. He's got 12. Danny Holloway sits in third place with 8 points. Number 83, this is Eldridge, the team type 1, stretched the legs and stretched out the field, and now the elastic is snapped in the middle, gaps appearing.
Yeah, split about halfway through the field, showing how difficult this race is, as some riders struggling just to close the gap, just to keep the wheel of the rider in front of you.
Zach Noonan pulls off. In 8th place, we have a 2-way tie between Kowalczyk and Donahue with 2 points. Carroll is in 10th. He's tied with 1 point. Schiller, Evans, Peterson, Gay, Noonan, Erickson, and Williams, and Barry, Binder, and Vecchio all looking for points. They're all tied at 12th.
So riders seeing 102 laps to go. We've got a sprint coming up in 2 laps. Now again, Bobby Lee, your current leader, wearing number 8. Daniel Holt behind him, down by 18 points, wearing number 6. And Daniel Holloway in third, wearing 81.
So it's Holloway driving the bus. 68, Keith Hillier, who was 5th in the last sprint behind him. Kowalczyk looking to really get things going here as he comes up. So it's going to be Kowalczyk, Holloway, Lee, and number 80, Peterson. Peterson in there for a point.
So number 30, Zach Kowalczyk, comes through to pick up maximum points there. He will hold Daniel Holloway, number 81, to second.
All right, so your new places and point totals with 6 of 10, 16 sprints finished. First place, Lee, 32 points. Second place, Holt, 12 points. Third place, Holloway, 11 points. Fourth place, Kowalczyk, 7 points. Fifth place, Moore, 6 points. Sixth place, Roth, Symes, 5 points each. Eighth place, Healy, 3 points. 9th place, Donahue, 2 points. 10th place, Peterson, Carroll, Meidhoff, 1 point. All other riders tied for 13th.
All right, so if you're watching the numbers on their back, Bobby Lee, wearing number 8, is your current race leader with 32 points. That puts Daniel Holt, wearing number 6, in second with 12 points. Just 1 point behind is number 81, Daniel Holloway, currently sitting in third. And the winner of our last sprint, Zach Kowalczyk, wearing number 30, currently in fourth place with 7 points.
It's Jackie Symes. Jackie Symes, number 35 in the orange and black, off the front with about a third of a lap on the field as Meidhoff peels off. Schiller, number 33, taking over the pacemaking duties before he hands it over to 36. Vecchio, Healy behind him, and 14, Stephen Roth, who's been appearing in all the right places throughout these championships. 94 laps to go. 1 kilometer remaining until the next sprint. The 7th sprint at 90 points to go.
Well, this is Jackie Symes leading the race right now, wearing number 35 as he comes through. Symes with only 5 points right now, but if he is able to lap the field, that would move him pretty close to the lead with 25 points. That would certainly put him into second, moving him in front of number 6, Daniel Holt.
And Jackie Symes, a very experienced international racer with lots of Madison experience. Long family lineage of great track cycling there. Jackie Symes, number 35, off the front.
Well, Symes going to get a little bit of help here as two more riders going to come up to join Symes as they make contact. We also get the bell at 91 laps to go.
And a huge burst of speed from Roth. Number 14, probably the revelation of these championships, Stefan Roth. Not so much the people in the audience, the people sitting in my mind. 90 laps to go as Roth picks up the 5. Then it's Barry Schiller and Hoopty Robert Evans picking up that final point. Hellier represented here in sprint number 7 of 16. Bobby Lee with the honorable mention in that sprint. So your top 6. First place, Bobby Lee, 32 points. Second place, Daniel Holt, 12 points. Third place, Daniel Holloway, 11 points. Fourth place, Stefan Roth, 10 points. Fifth place, Zach Kowalczyk, 7 points. Sixth place, Ian Moore, 6 points. Colin Berry and Danny Healy are currently tied for 8th with 3 points apiece. Kevin Schiller and Liam Donahue are currently tied for 10th with 2. Robert Evans and Colt Peterson and Jason Meinhoff are tied for 12th with 1 point apiece.
All right, so these two riders crossing the line now are the leaders on course, but not the leaders of a race. Again, this is a points-based system, and I think that was Lucas Binder, number 87, the first rider coming across there. No points for Lucas, but catching the field would move any of these riders into second place behind Bobby Lee, number 8, who has already caught the field and won some sprints.
Now we got number 55 trying to make a move. That's Carl Erickson. He's got Vecchio and Meinhoff with him. Kevin Schiller from San Diego recognizing that, and he's getting on that train. It's left the station, and gaps are appearing in the middle of the field and throughout as the pace has been relentless throughout this points race. Coming up on the halfway point, 80 laps in, 80 laps to go, 3 laps from now. And it's Meinhoff off the front again, number 9.
Well, Meinhoff looking good here as he tries to open up a little gap. No one's going to go with him. He's on his own. Again, their current race standings, Bobby Lee, your leader of the race with 32 points, wearing number 8, second place with just 12 points. That's Daniel Holt wearing number 6.
85 also in chase. That's Griffin Easter, collegiate points national champion, so he knows how to race a points race. And there's the bell, one lap away from halfway. Give us some encouragement, ladies and gentlemen, as these two riders try to pick up the first 8 points in this sprint. Only 3 points to come from the field.
Well, digging deep for that group of 2 as they come around, put up a nice sprint around that final turn.
And it's the collegiate that takes it over the master. Schooling going on there as now the last 3 points are picked up, and that is Carroll and Evans. So Carroll picks up 2 more. Robert Evans continues to put points in his pocket as the racing continues. So the new point totals starting to appear on the screen here, and I'll give them to you momentarily with 79 laps to go. Okay, so your top 9 are first place, Lee, 32 points. Second place, Holt, 12 points. Third place, Holloway, 11 points. Fourth place, Roth, 10 points. fifth place, Kowalczyk with 7. Sixth place, Moore with 6. Seventh place, Symes with 5. Eighth place, Meidhoff with 4. Three-way tie for ninth place between Barry, Carroll, and Healy with 3 points apiece. The tie for 12th has Kevin Schiller with 2 points. Daniel Gage, Zach Noonan, Erickson, and the rest are tied for 16th with 0 points.
Well, a big move going on here as Riders trying to get away, trying to go a lap up. In that group is number 8, Bobby Lee in the orange and black skin suit, the current leader with 32 points. He has already gone one lap up and now looking to gain another lap. And the other Riders have now marked Bobby Lee. There will be no easy rides for number 8, the current race leader.
So Donahue on the attack now, solo off the front. With 4 laps to go until the next sprint, Donahue crosses the line at 32 miles an hour. Three laps, 750 meters to go till points.
So that is Donahue off the front right now, wearing number 4 in the black, red, and white jersey of Triple X Racing, a team out of Chicago, the Chicago area, as Donahue still away with 72 laps to go.
Donahue had a silver medal from these championships in the individual pursuit, the individual time trial over 16 laps. So a slightly longer distance than the 10 laps between sprints. There's the bell. Donahue set up well to get the 5 points. Moore now really driving a hard bargain as he starts pushing the pace with Holloway behind him.
All right, the numbers to watch here. 8 for Bobby Lee, 6 for Daniel Holt, 81 for Daniel Holloway, your top 3. But Donahue will stay away.
Donahue, Lee, Holloway, and number 85, Easter, picking up points in that sprint.
So Bobby Lee doing a nice job picking up points there, although he has a comfortable lead in this situation with 35 points coming across after that sprint.
So your leader, first place with 35 points, Bobby Lee. Second place, Holloway, 13 points. Third place, Holt, 12 points. Fourth place, Roth, 10 points. Fifth place, Kowalczyk and Donahue with 7 points. Seventh place, Moore with 6. Eighth place, Symes with 5. Ninth place, Meidhoff with 4. Tenth place, Barry, Carroll, Healy with 3 points apiece. 13th place, Schiller, Evans, 2 points apiece. 15th place, Peterson with 1. All other riders tied for 16th place. That includes Gay, Noonan, Erickson, Williams, Eldridge, Hillier, Binder, and Vecchio. They're all on the same lap. They all have 0 points.
So another shakeup coming on the track as that breakaway caught, brought back. And another attack goes, trying to go a lap up. That's the easiest way to pick up maximum points. 20 points available for any rider who can lap the field.
And it's Danny Healy, number 25, 34 miles an hour with Kowalczyk and Symes in pursuit. Moore trying to bridge up as well as Bobby Lee is the best of the rest at the head of the field. 64 laps to go, 1K for points for Danny Healy at 32 miles an hour.
Well, Ian Moore wearing number 10, just flying forward there, making several passes. But now he's going to have to come to the front. He'll have to do the work to try and close down the gap.
So right now, leaders on the track, it's Healy, Kowalczyk, Moore, and 17, I believe that's Barry, with Bobby Lee behind him. 2 laps, 500 meters to go until the sprint at 60 laps remaining. That'll be the 10th of the 16 sprints you're going to see tonight.
But Bobby Lee once again finds himself at the front. That's the Rodder in the orange jersey on the outside of the track. But now we've got Rodders coming up the inside as they get ready for the sprint.
So it's Donahue and Holloway off the front with Moore and Schiller chasing. Lee watching ever so mindfully from the front of the field.
Now Holloway, number 81, is currently in second with 13 points. He will look to pick up more points. That's Holloway in the white.
Holloway picks up the 5, Donahue the 3, Schiller 2, and number 68, Hillier picks up the 1. So he's got a point in his pocket. So your top three places unchanged. It's Lee with 35, Holloway now with 18 in second place, third place Holt with 12. It's a tie for fourth place. Donahue has 10. I'm not seeing who the other riders are. Seventh place is Moore with 6. Eighth place Symes with 5. Two-way tie for ninth place, Schiller and another rider with 4 points. Colin Berry tied for 11th place with Danny Healy, another rider. Evans now falls to 14th place with 2 points. Peterson and Hillier are tied with 1 point apiece in 15th.
A big move off the front here as 3 riders going clear. And what you have here are 1st and 3rd place in that breakaway. Number 8, Bobby Lee. And number 6, Daniel Holt. Lee is in 1st. Holt is in 3rd. Number 81, Daniel Holloway, caught out as he misses the move, trying to close down that gap.
And it's Ian Moore, 10, also in that group. He's your gold medalist in the scratch race on the first night of these championships, so he's a very potent player in these endurance races. So that's a very, very strong and dangerous group off the front.
So that's Holt, the leader, Lee, the second rider through. That gap starting to come down. There's Daniel Holloway wearing number 81, currently sitting in second place. So it is 35 points for the race leader, Bobby Lee, number 8. 18 points for second place, Daniel Holloway, number 81. And 12 points for Daniel Holt, number 6, in third place. Liam Donahue, the Triple X racing rider, currently tied for fourth with 10 points.
Next sprint coming up 2 laps from now, 2 laps from now. Next time they'll hear the bell. As Noonan, Holloway, and Donahue, Kowalczyk, Healy, and Meinhoff, Symes, and others all driving the pace at the front of that field.
Well, here comes Donahue now. That's the rider on the front of the field closing down this gap as they get the bell at 51 to go. Another sprint coming up.
And so at the 11th sprint, the first 4 across the line are going to be Moore, Holt, Lee, and Kowalczyk, earning 5, 3, 2, and 1 respectively. And it's Healy off the front again, number 25, riding for Hoggins-Berman. So your top 5 are first place, Lee, 37 points. Second place, Holloway, 18 points. Third place, Holt, 15 points. Fourth place, Moore, 11 points. Two-way tie for fifth with Roth and Donahue, 10 points apiece.
So this is Danny Healy rolling through now off the front, the current leader on the track. Healy with only 3 points overall, but if he is able to lap the field, that would move him into second place with 23 points. That would bring him in above the current second place, number 81, Daniel Holloway, who has only 18 points. So any rider able to lap the field would automatically move into second place.
Noonan, Peterson, Holt driving a hard bargain at the front of the field. Lee ready to take over some pacemaking with Holloway, Schiller, Berry, and Gay, the junior. Five laps to go as Danny Healy continues an individual time trial, about a third of a lap in front of the field. Number 25 in the blue and black of Hoggins-Berman.
You know, I was watching Bobby Lee pulling on the front there. He's got Daniel Holloway right on his wheel, and Holloway is staying there. Anywhere Lee goes, Holloway is following. Again, Bobby Lee, your current race leader with 37 points, wearing number 8. Daniel Holloway chasing him in second with just 18 points, wearing number 81. So watch those two riders. It's going to be a very tight battle.
Three laps, 750 meters to go. Danny Healy still off the front. Let him know you're here, ladies and gentlemen. He's working hard. Number 68, Keith Hillier with another attack. He's snapped off the front. Roth turns it over the pacemaking to Vecchio. There's the bell. Coming around Healy. Can Healy hold off the hard-charging field as they're really flying now? Vecchio and Evans looking to get some more points. First four across the line are going to be 68. Moore, Evans, and Vecchio. So Hillier picking up points in that sprint. 5 points in that sprint. So in that sprint, it was Keith Hillier picking up 5 points, Ian Moore with 3, Robert Evans with 2, Martin Vecchio with 1, Jackie Symes in 5th place in that sprint. Top 4 places, 1st place, Bobby Lee, 37 points, 2nd place, Daniel Holloway, 18 points. 3rd place, Daniel Holt, 15. 4th place, Ian Moore, 14 points. Stephen Roth in tied for 5th with 10 points. Hillier now sitting in 8th. Kowalczyk, 7th place. Hillier, 8th. Symes, 9th. Schiller, Evans, Meinhoff, Berry, Carroll. Sorry. Evans and Meinhoff tied for 10th with 4 points apiece. 13th place is a tie between Berry, Carroll, and Healy with 3 points. 16th is a tie between Peterson and Vecchio with 1 point. All other riders are tied for 18th. 36 laps to go, 9 kilometers remaining in the race, a little less than a mile to go until the sprint at 30 laps remaining.
We are going to make our final call for beer sales at the venue. Final call, last call for beer sales. You can find that here on the upper concourse just towards the first turn. And this is last call.
So we got a breakaway group of 2, number 4, Donahue, and number 55, Carl Erickson. Riding for Colorado Bike Law out of Boulder, Colorado. Donahue for Triple X Racing out of Chicago, Illinois.
So Donahue wearing number 4 leading through there as these two riders trying to stay away with 32 laps to go. Donahue by far the most aggressive rider in this race as he started a lot of these breakaways. Nothing successful yet, but now they get the bell.
And Donahue gets it going, and it's Schiller off the front of the field. Schiller already at 33 miles an hour. So it's going to be Donahue and Erickson. Then it's going to be Schiller and Berry. Colin Berry. U23 for Get Crackin' MS Society. He's also a very experienced international Madison racer. And so your new point totals with 13 of 16 sprints completed. First place, Bobby Lee, 37 points. Second place, Daniel Holloway, 18 points. Third place, Holt and Donahue, now tied with 15 points. Fifth place, last podium position, Ian Moore with 14. Sixth place, Stephen Roth with 10. Seventh place, Zach Kowalczyk with 8. Eighth place, Schiller and Hillier tied with 6 points apiece. 10th, Symes with 5. 11, tie between Evans and Barry with 4 points. 14th, a tie between Erickson and Carroll with 3. 17th, a tie between Peterson and Vecchio with 1. All other riders with 19th place.
Well, these three riders trying to go in a breakaway, but Bobby Lee going to shut that one down as he single-handedly chases down that group of three riders. Bobby Lee with a huge lead right now, 37 points over second place. Daniel Holloway wearing number 81, rolling through there in the white jersey with only 18 points. So the only way that Bobby Lee can lose this race is if someone is able to go a lap up. So that means everyone in this field, if they want a gold medal in a Stars and Stripes jersey, they must lap the field as Bobby Lee did at the beginning of this race. Otherwise, number 8 will have this one sealed up with 37 points.
That's right. We're inside 6 kilometers now, remaining in the race, and 3 laps, 750 meters to go until the sprint at 20 laps and 5K remaining.
So time is running out. These guys have to go a lap up if they want to be the national champion. You can see Bobby Lee there, number 8 in the orange and black jersey, keeping a very close eye on any riders that try to get away.
And so it's Donahue and Carroll, 14 and 18 at the front. And it's Symes, Holloway, and Leach in the bridging group there. Holt now really starting to crank it up in the best of the rest. 21 laps to go. Carroll and Donahue, the first two riders. Donahue, Carroll, Lee picking up more points, as is Evans, number 23. So Robert Evans, hoopty out of Hillier, very consistently picking up those fourth place points in the sprints. Women's sprint to bike check. Women's sprint to bike check.
Well, things starting to slow down at the back of the race, so now the front of the field getting closer and closer to going a lap up in this group. And once again, here's Bobby Lee, number 8, on the front, patrolling to defend his race lead.
Okay, remaining in the race, Austin Carroll, number 19, pulling off the front, handing it over to Bobby Lee, number 68. Keith Hillier in second position right now. Austin Carroll back up there at the front again. 15 laps to go. Only 2 more sprints remain, the one at 10 to go and 0 to go, to pick up points in this points race.
Well, Bobby Lee's got this race right where he wants it. All he has to do is make sure that nobody else is able to go a lap up, and he will be the national champion.
That would make 14 national titles for Bobby Lee as he picked up his 13th earlier this championship in the individual pursuit. 13 laps to go. Number 68 on the attack right now, that's Keith Hillier. Hillier trying to move himself up in the standings, and a lot of motion coming on in the front of the field, trying to get more points. So it's Hillier with the five. Kowalczyk, Healy, and Holloway. And Carroll now rolling away. Carroll off the front. New point totals, it's Lee, first place, 39 points. Second place, Holloway, 19 points. It's a three-way tie for bronze going into the final sprint between Daniel Holt, Stephen Ross. Things are moving around, and maybe Liam Donahue.
So as we tally up the points, folks, don't forget we are raffling off a brand new Felt Cruiser bike tonight, and this is your last chance to get your name in the drawing. Come on up to the upper concourse, put your name in the raffle. We'll be drawing a winner at the end of this race. This is the final call for entries in the Felt Bike Raffle.
And it's number 10, Ian Moore, with a big burst of speed in the final eight laps, the final 2 kilometers. Is that enough time to take a lap? That would be pretty challenging. In seventh place is Hillier, and not seeing the point totals on my board. Ian Moore off the front with about a third of a lap. Noonan and Roth and Kowalczyk all looking for extra gears. As Ian Moore, your Scratch Race gold medalist, is looking to move himself up the standings. And there you go. We got Bobby Lee first place. 39 points. Second place, Holloway, 19 points. Three-way tie for third between Holt, Roth, and Donahue, all with 15 points. Ian Moore is currently sitting in sixth, looking at the podium but not getting to stand next to it with 14 points. Seventh place is a tie between Kowalczyk and Hillier with 11. Carroll is in ninth place with 6. Evans, 11th place with 5.
Moore, the last rider remaining with a shot at least moving up here as he tries to go a lap up with 3 laps to go. But there is Bobby Lee on the front of the field wearing number 8 as he has been patrolling all day with 39 points. Your current race leader as he just has to hold on for the final 2 laps as Ian Moore still trying to stay away.
And here we go. It's 2 laps. There's only 2 laps left. Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the louder you are, the faster they go.
Well, here comes Ian Moore trying to stay away. He will be the first rider to get the bell. 1 lap to go.
The field really moving hard and fast now as Holloway's trying to make a move on the outside. He comes around. In the final sprint across the line, it's going to be Holloway, Berry, Donahue, and Holt. Holt with some more points.
That means that
Bobby Lee, number 8 on the Cervelo, orange and black. 14 national titles, Bobby Lee. By virtue of taking the lap, Bobby Lee finishes in first place with 39 points. Second place, Daniel Holloway with 24. Liam Donahue gets the bronze medal with 17. Daniel Holt, last year's champion, comes in fourth with 16 points. Fifth place and rounding out the podium is Stephen Roth with 15 points. Big, big round of applause for all of those points racers. 160 laps, 16 sprints, and 1 lap taken.
Oh, yeah. And a monumental effort by Ian Moore there in the last few laps. Ian Moore trying desperately to take a lap and put himself up there and potentially could have gotten a silver medal. Nice going. Great race.
Tick, tick, tick.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, again, thanks for joining us today on Bike Sport Radio on this incredibly blazingly hot October 1st here in Los Angeles. And we'll be seeing you next time on KILLRadio.org. Visit our Bike Sport Radio Facebook group and check out all we've got to offer at Bike Sport Radio. Thanks for listening.
I don't remember much except